6 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. Happy Thirsty Thursday. The weather is beautiful. It's not cold like it was yesterday. We got a lot of stuff going on. We got day baseball going on currently. We also have some NBA stuff that's been going on. I don't know if you know this, but Tripp's been playing out of his mind. Grizzlies been making it rain. Grizzlies now won 2 games in a row. They beat the Pistons is one thing. But damn, they beat the Bucks. Tripp goes from 41 in the Pistons to 35 the other night and absolutely destroyed the Bucks. And now they get the Pistons at home on the 5th. They also then have a back-to-back as they play the 76ers. And I got some great news for you people. Did you know Saturday that they are going to be retiring Mark Gasol's jersey?
That's right.
You can be in attendance because you know what I'm going to do?
What's that?
I'm going to give the people away some tickets.
All right.
I just want to make sure that you go. I got 2 tickets right here to the Grizzly 76ers game. It's going to be the night that Mark Gasol, his jersey is going to be retired. You got to get there early, by the way. There's going to be 5,000 fans are going to receive a vinyl record at the jersey retirement ceremony. It's going to take place post game. Mm-hmm. So you can get your tickets, go down there and join them. Or you can text me at 901-360-8255 and tell me why you really want these tickets. And that 100% you're going to go. If you're going to go, I got 2 tickets for you. I'll text you back and I'll tell you who the winner is after I talk to the lovely Evie Van Pelt. Now, I'm going to tell you people out there. A lot of you people out there, you get a little sniffles. You're not feeling good. You call in and you don't go to work.
That's right.
My girl Evie has been sicker than a dog. She has not been feeling good at all. And guess what? She shows up because she cares.
Trooper.
She is a trooper. Bring in my good friend, Mr. Brian Davis, Evie Van Pelt. Evie, how are you feeling today, dear?
Hey, I am doing a little better. I think it was, I went back and looked at my phone. I think it was about 4 a.m. when I texted you. So I apologize for that. I thought, oh, my gosh, I hope this is one of those times Johnny Radio is not having his phone anywhere around him.
You will laugh at me, Miss Evie. I'm the worst phone person in the world.
The worst.
So I put my phone in the drawer all the time, and I just shut it.
Good. That makes me happy. Yeah. No, it was one of those where you got fever, chills. Is this the flu? Is this what? But I'm rebounding. So I'm here.
Well, I appreciate you joining me so
much.
I really, really, really do. And by the way, David even texted me this morning. I mean, like, you know, he's like, dude, don't you worry. She's going to be there ready for you. I was like, man,
I'm
just
here.
Too kind.
He knows I adore you and Brian, and I just would hate to miss you.
Well, we would hate to miss you too. And I'm kind of curious, since you've been down, what's been going on in Rebels Nation?
Oh, well, I tell you what, all is great on the football front, not so great on the baseball front right now.
Yeah, I wasn't even going to mention baseball at first.
Yeah, of that last game, a loss to Memphis. But football is, we put out something yesterday, Lane Kiffin. It's like, you know, he's excellent when it comes to assembling a roster. He's got this, you know, number one transfer portal class, phenomenal, you know, both sides of the ball. But he's also starting to really kill it on adding personnel to his staff. And yesterday he announced another hire earlier in the week. He hired Mike Williams, a former NFL director of personnel. And then yesterday they announced that they have hired Joe Judge.
Former head coach of the New York Giants, Joe Judge.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that Joe Judge. And who also spent time as an analyst for one Nick Saban. So, you know, and I thought it was really interesting just when – Kiffin talked about it, and he basically talked about how when you have people who have trained, whether they've trained their players and they've played under Saban or their coaches and they've coached under Saban, he said you can't go wrong when you hire those guys. So, brought in Joe Judge. We have a feature up on Trey Amos, a DB that came in from Alabama, transferred DB, who decided to leave after Saban retired. So, Kiffin very much believes in the Nick Saban school.
I don't blame him. I mean, remember where his career basically was, and now, I mean, look where it is. It's kind of crazy. I think that's just such a great story. We don't even talk about it. I mean, because I was talking earlier this week about Knox getting his first scholarship offer from Mississippi College, the Choctaws down in Clinton, Mississippi. And I was just thinking about when you go back from when he was at Tennessee, the Raiders, the USC situation. And then basically out of coaching, had to go to the small school in Florida, Nick Saban's guy. And then to have this roster in Oxford right now as the SEC is expanding, Texas and Oklahoma are coming here, the playoff is expanding. Like, it's just weird. The timing is so perfect.
It really is. And I think, I think it goes back to Kiffin is pushing all his chips into the middle of the table for 2024. And I've had people ask me, but what happens after that? Well, don't you worry. I mean, he is having, we are getting to watch practice now during the spring for a little bit longer than we used to. So that's been nice. And I mean, he's every practice, we get a list of what players, what recruits are going to be in. And, I mean, there are the 2025s, but also the 2026s and on, and just some of the top names out there. So, this appears to be a man who is looking to build a dynasty for the years to come.
So right now, what's more impressive, the actual roster that he's been able to assemble, Jackson Dart being able to convince so many players to return, or is it that coaching staff? I mean, let's not forget he went and got Zach Arnett, former Mississippi State head coach. He's now got Joe Judge, former New York Giants head coach. He stole away Billy Glasscock. Like, the guys, like, right now, this coaching staff, I mean, last year, goes in and gets Pete Golding. What's more impressive, the staff that he's assembled or the roster?
That's such a good question. And I think, he made a comment earlier this week. He talked about, Lane knows, because he's got such an experience at the pro level, he knows exactly how important the player personnel aspect is of everything. And he actually said, you need to have really good personnel people, because now, just like the NFL, you have all these investment pieces where people are paying players. And so now, you've got to look at it. You've got to look at everything differently. You're allocating resources and, all sorts of things. So I think it's really impressive that he has not only the player personnel people that he's brought in, but also, a lot of them served as NFL scouts. And so, I think that it's now important that he said, like, players around the country, they're at a place, but maybe other people may be wanting to go to that place. So your people have got to figure out if they're going to keep paying those people or go pay the new players, just like the NFL. And so I just think that, like Mike Williams, he was a longtime NFL scout who has over two decades of experience, was player personnel with the Rams, on staff with the 49ers under Jim Harbaugh.
Is Mike kind of like when bringing in this NFL style, coaches and player personnel, the people who have scouted and developed, like, this is more about basically roster building and understand, like, what the Grove Collective can actually do. I mean, so they're not doing necessarily as much X's and O's. This is realistically scouting people.
Yes, it's let's make sure we bring in, because now, you know, you've got a certain amount of resources. And again, the Grove Collective is just doing a phenomenal job thinking outside the box and coming up with ways, and Rebel fans are giving. So the money is there. But again, you know, you have to be smart with your resources. So you want to make sure when you go get, you know, player X from wherever, it's really, how amazing is it to have an NFL level scout with two decades of experience, or, you know, however many, you know, you don't want to waste your resources, so to speak. And so to have these people there that can help with roster building is, you know, to me, this may be, I mean, this is a very Nick Saban-esque kind of situation to me. I feel like Lane really, really learned well under Saban, and I think he's leaving nothing to chance, and I think he realizes he is approaching this, you know, again, he always says pro mindset, and I think we're seeing that again with these staff additions.
Got to know now, after we talked about all the staff additions and again, basically how the game has changed so much, the one thing is it's a good thing that Lane Kiffin's a forward thinker and has been a step ahead. While he may not agree with everything and how it's being handled, he is taking it full advantage of every opportunity and getting like everything he had out of the collective he can, bringing in the transfer. He's doing it, you know, by the book, but building that roster and getting a culture. Now, my question is, though, you've been out there actually to see practice. Now that you've brought in all these pieces, now that you have all these coaches, how are they gelling on the field?
No, surprisingly well. And I think whatever Lane Kiffin figured out from the 2022 season, when they had a talented roster, they had a lot of transfers, again, top three transfer portal class, but they just didn't gel. They didn't gel well enough to where, towards the latter part of the season, we saw that, you know, losing the five of the final six. And then they figured out something. And I'm not exactly sure, because probably Lane isn't going to tell us. But last season, you know, I've said it before the season ever began, he said, this team has a chemistry. You know, we'll know more how good it is when they are in adverse situations. And we saw that with their come-from-behind wins, as we've talked about before. So I think from what everything we've seen, the new guys, I mean, it's like Kiffin said, you know, when you're bringing these players in, I mean, they're coming in for a shot to win a championship, to be in the college football playoffs. These are guys that, you know, they may be here, they may just have a year left, and they want to, you know, make their mark before they go to the NFL. Everybody wants to play. That's why they've come. And he said, but, you know, they also know this is like the NFL. You know, we can't have hurt feelings just because you play one position and we bring in somebody really, really good at your position. And so they all seem to understand that mindset. And that's one thing Pete Golding talked about at during the Peach Bowl press conferences, was really the importance of finding guys when they bring them in on visits who are going to gel with the team. And I feel like they've done a real good job so far.
You know, you went up and you went back and you thought about those two seasons ago when Judkins was a freshman and running wild, and Dart was, you know, just his first year starting with Lane Kiffin. And again, you talked about the hot start, and then it just ended in a collapse. The adjustments that they made last year, and you see what Jackson Dart was able to do. Like, looking at that, not only Lane Kiffin, you know, building personnel with you know, bringing in coaches, building the roster, getting bigger linemen, going crazy on the defensive side, but he also still is building the roster with, I think, the quarterback. Because Jackson Dart that first year, you know, you really couldn't necessarily lean on him the way they're going to lean on him now. Having Walker Howard and Austin Simmons here in there, like, you know, like, they're present, knowing they're not going to start, but these guys are top-notch athletes. Is that also going to help, like, you know, is that the kind of the building process? Because, yes, you want to use the transfer portal, but you also want to have a quarterback who actually understands the verbiage and really knows how to do it. When you got Walker Howard and Austin Simmons, it feels like even after this amazing year that we're about to have, he's still looking forward.
Yes, absolutely. And I think, you know, again, there are people who speculated, oh, with Jackson Dart announcing he's going to come back for another year, you know, Walker's for sure going to transfer. And nope, hadn't, you know, even had an inkling of that. You know, people thought that maybe with the young Austin Simmons. Nope, he's just out there killing it on the baseball
diamond. No kidding.
With some people, you know, he was a bright spot, I think, in that loss the other day. And there are some that think he should be moved into the weekend rotation. But, you know, we can talk about that later. But, yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, there's no doubt that Jackson, I feel like Jackson's first year, you know, when he was competing with Altmaier for the starting job, and then he won the starting job, I still feel like maybe he didn't quite throughout the season feel like it was, you know, quote unquote, his team. Not through any deficiency on his part. I think it's just he was new to the school, new to the system. Last year, I think you really saw him assert himself as a leader on and off the field. And then, you know, again, Kiffin has commented just how remarkable it was, everything that he did to help build this year's roster and get these guys to come back, including defensive guys. And so there just seems to be that seems to be the culture. And I know Golding told us that back at the Peach Bowl. He said, it's just the culture that Lane Kiffin has created. We have a really good group of kids that love football. And a big part of this is how much do you love football? And he said, some guys play football for what football can do for them. Then there's other guys who play football because they love football. And so I think that that was interesting. And, you know, obviously they can increase their value by playing, you know, playing well, you know, whatever. But there definitely seems to be a camaraderie there that, again, I don't know if it's something tangible Kiffin has hit on or if it's, as Golding said, when they're recruiting them, they do a lot of research on, you know, the kids and how they are on their visits and such. So I think they've got a pretty good idea of what they're getting in terms of, you know, they know what they're getting in terms of a player, but also, you know, like the off-the-field characteristics.
Well, I've been hearing nothing but great things about Jackson Dart, what he's doing, and, you know, just the leader that he's become, everything in football, just it's just pushing up daisies. Baseball on the other side right now. My goodness. Now, the funny thing is like, we just remember, I mean, that this is, like, just a couple years ago, Ole Miss won a natty. Like, now,
yes.
Now things feel like they're really, really slipping.
It seems like that has been a long time ago since that natty,
yeah,
and it hasn't, but it really feels like it. So, yes, and it you know, doesn't get any easier because they face their first SEC West opponent of the season. Happens to be a trip to Fayetteville today.
Number one team in the country.
Yes, number one with Hogg and Smith. I mean, my gosh, on the mound for Arkansas. Riley Maddox will go for the Rebels, and Maddox really just got inserted into the weekend rotation last week, so, you know, he's just getting used to that. The Rebels are in the middle of a four-game losing streak, you know, getting swept by Kentucky and then losing Tuesday's road midweek to Memphis. So, they got their work cut out for him, definitely. And that game, I believe, will be broadcast on SEC Network tonight at 6 o'clock for
yeah.
those who want to tune in.
Right now, Ole Miss, four game losing streak. They really need to get off the schneid, don't they?
Yeah, they really do. And again, they've got a lot of pieces there, and I don't know again if this is a matter of, you know, they have transfers all over the place out there playing, and maybe that is something that they're going to have to. It's just taking them a little longer. I don't know, but I will say, going into the Memphis game, I haven't looked at it since that game, but the Rebels were really struggling. You know, it's one thing if you've got if your ERA is pretty good, you're not hitting as well, and but your fielding's okay or whatever. But they are really struggling in all aspects of that. And so, you know, I want to say, I think last time we looked, maybe they were last in the league in fielding and next to last in ERA and maybe second or third from the bottom in batting average. So they're really struggling in some areas.
The thing, the bright spot is they're taking a lot of walks and they're hitting home runs. But like you said, and they're striking out. Now the Rebels pitching staff will strike some people out. But like you said, they, when they're not striking people out, they're giving a little bit too much wood, and they're not playing any defense behind the pitchers either.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. They have, I want to say, after the, I think they're only maybe, they're just a few errors away already this season than they were the entirety of last season. So that's what's really, that's a scary thing. So they're going to have to get better in one of these aspects. But I think, you know, last I checked, they were 13th in team ERA, 5.62. And then, you know, we talked about the batting average in the field, you know, that's the thing. So they have had 34 errors, and that's seven more than even the next worst team at errors, you know. So in the entirety of 2023, which last year was not a great year, they committed 38 errors across a 54-game season, and they've already committed 34.
That is rough. I know that doesn't set good with Mike. The other thing I want to ask you, though, so these got to be the two longest coaches, like longest-running coach in the SEC, Dave Van Horn and Mike, right?
Right. Right. And, you know, I believe Mike is only three games away from 1,000 wins. And so now, you know, we need to kind of get after it here, because we, you know, we got three against Arkansas, and then it doesn't get any easier. But yeah, so Dave Van Horn is, I think it's his 22nd year, and he and Bianco are only, what, there's only five coaches in college baseball history who have 300 or more SEC wins in their career, and Bianco and Van Horn are two of those. So, and Arkansas unanimously ranked number one in all five college baseball polls. So if ever there was a time the Rebels, you know, could get back on track, this would be it.
Well, you can catch all the Rebels action right here on Sports 56 all weekend long. Starts tonight at 6, then you got Friday, they play at 6:30, and then Saturday they got an afternoon game, I believe.
Yes, yes. So, and this first one, like we say, is on SEC Network. So, you know, we've had a lot of games that have been just the, you know, you've had to stream them to be able to see them, but now fans can actually get a good look at this one on SEC Network. And then, the Saturday one, I believe, is at 2:00.
Keep your fingers crossed, Rebels fans.
Yes, yes.
Keep your fingers crossed. Got to mention a little bit about basketball. Honestly, you know, today news around Memphis, you know, Tigers fans are excited. They got PJ Haggerty. Chris Beard going out there and kind of grabbed anybody up?
Well, you know, we're still looking at that. There have been a couple that he's been looking at but has kind of missed out on. And, you know, there's a lot of folks that are still paying attention. I think he did go in-home visit with a UTSA point guard. There's been some talk, though, that we got to see what's going to happen with Musselman at Arkansas. And, you know, if he's leaving, you know, what does that mean? So yeah. And, you know, I mean, we also hear that I'm just saying what we're hearing, but Tennessee, you know, fired their coach, their women's basketball coach, and you'd be a fool
yes,
not to have
Coach Yo on
your list. So hopefully, you know, Coach Yo's got Madison Scott coming back, and Kennedy Todd Williams announced she's coming back. She'll have her point guard, KK Dean's coming back. But, you know, again, it's like we've talked about in this era now with multiple time transfers, you know, you could see coaches, and I don't mean Coach Joe,
bounce, and the next thing you know, your roster's gone.
Yeah, because they're going with them. Oh. So I think that's definitely something, you know, that folks need to keep an eye on. Now, again, I go back to, and I've said this before, you know, there's just not, to me, there's not a better AD out there than Keith Carter. And maybe part of it, you know, is I see what he's doing. I see what he's building. And I just don't think that there's anything that's happening on the athletic landscape that involves Ole Miss that Keith isn't aware of. So I think, you know, regardless of what happens, I mean, I expect Coach Yeo to be back in Oxford next season, but I just think, you know, they're Keith is pretty sharp, so I think Ole Miss is in good hands.
In Keith we trust.
In Keith we trust. That's exactly right.
Now, I got to mention the women's basketball Final Four is set. It's going down tomorrow night. Caitlin Clark, you got she takes down LSU last week, and Angel Ooh. Reese, and now you got UConn and Geno, and this women's Final Four on Friday is pretty much going to get buck wild. And then you have like Dawn Staley, who right now could be the best basketball coach, men or women's coach, in the country, like period, bar none. You going to be paying attention to the women's hoops this weekend?
Oh, I'm absolutely going to be paying attention. I think the last I saw, I think Iowa might be a 2.5-point favorite.
Yes,
over
ma'am.
UConn, which, man, I mean, that I haven't had a chance to visit with you since that LSU-Iowa game. But what a game. I mean, did she not just put on a show to where it was just almost – I mean, and Angel Reese played well. I mean, it wasn't like Reese was slacking that game.
No.
Caitlin Clark just left no doubt.
The poor Haley Von Lith.
Oh, having to guard her.
You, like, I was thinking to myself, Kim, throw a double at her or something. Poor Haley is getting worked out there, especially in the second half.
Yes, and you'd see Caitlin, you know, hit another logo three, and Von Lith just almost, like, shrug her shoulders.
Like, what do you want me to do?
You know, what can you do? And she's a very good defender, so that just tells you. I mean, so I'm really looking forward to both those games of the Final Four of the women, and I'm sure you saw it that game had more viewers than every single college football game last year except for Ohio State Michigan. It had more viewers than every single college football game.
That's just, and, like, the Caitlin Clark effect is real.
Yes it is. And so I saw where Angel Reese declared for the WNBA, and Caitlin Clark is too. And that is one of the things Mulkey said. She said to her after the game is that she, girl, I'm glad you're not going to be back. You know, so I'm sure, you know, Coach Yeo probably feels that way about Angel Reese, and Camilla Cardoso from South Carolina is going on. So I think just some really, really phenomenal, talented players, and that LSU-Iowa game was just, that has to be an instant classic. That was a really wonderful game to watch.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. Evie, I just want to say thank you so much for you giving us your time today. I really hope you feel much better, and just, again, thank you so very much.
Well, thank you for having me. I told Brian I might not be up to speed, but thank you for letting me give it a try anyway. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Evie. Everybody follow her at Ole Miss Evie on The Rebel, and go to therebelwalk.com, your source for number one source for Ole Miss sports information. Evie, go get some sleep. Bye, dear.
Thanks so much. Hotty toddy.
Hotty toddy. That is Evie again. At Ole Miss Evie on the Twitter. At The Rebel Walk on the Twitter, and you just go to therebelwalk.com. It's really simple. It is your number one source for all things Ole Miss sports information. You know we're the home of the Ole Miss Rebels, so we got you covered with baseball. We got you covered all over the place. Now, we got Hardinwood next because it feels so good. Don't forget, this Saturday, it's Mark Gasol's retirement, okay? And I am just going to tell you, I got two tickets here, Section 203, Row K, seat 4 and 5. I'm going to give away two tickets to whoever wants to go watch the Grizzlies and 76ers Saturday, April 6th. The game tips at 7 o'clock. And again, they are retiring Mark Gasol's jersey. Grizzlies, fresh off two wins in a row, beat the Pistons. That's not a big deal. Everybody beats the Pistons. But they beat the Bucks the other night. Trip went crazy. We'll talk a little hoops. We'll give away some tickets. But we got Hardinwood on the other side. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Start your day with Sports 56 Mornings with Greg Gaston and Eli Savoy. Weekday mornings from 7 to 10, right here on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
All the wisdom of the universe is in these bones.
Now back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. Happy Thirsty Thursday. Man, we're getting closer to the weekend. Final Four starts on Saturday. Women's Final Four tomorrow. Baseball. We got a little football news. I haven't even got to the Stephon Diggs stuff going to the Texans. We might get to that here. Might have to save it for tomorrow. Who knows? Because we got some good stories in Hardinwood. But I have to remind you, it is a thirsty Thursday. The weather's finally warmed up a little bit. It's beautiful outside. Go find you a nice patio today. When you get off work, hang out with a couple of your friends and get you the best spirit around. Maybe get you a little Tito's and cranberry. Maybe you want a martini. Do you know what martinis and boobs have in common?
What do martinis and you like them shaken, not stirred, John. There you go.
Actually, that's a pretty good one. One's not enough. Two's perfect. Three's way too many.
I see.
But my goodness, man, if you're going to make you a martini, why don't you make it with the best? You make it with Tito's. It's crafted in still the United States down in Austin, Texas. It's good old USA vodka. It's also made from corn, making it 100% gluten-free. They six times distill it, then still it in classic copper pots. Gives it a very unique flavor, slightly sweet with that black pepper note. It balances everything out. Doesn't matter if you're crafting a cocktail or drinking it neat. Get your Tito's on today. Let's go to Hardinwood.
This is Access Hardinwood.
I'm so proud of you. You are actually ready.
Well, I was scared. This computer's been moving a little slow today, and so when I hit the button to get it to start it, it didn't start right away, and I thought it was going to be super slow, and then you were gonna be like, oh, you're not ready, and I was ready today, so
well,
glad it worked out.
I am proud of you. Extremely proud. So, you know Johnny Manziel, right? You know who he is,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. Johnny Football.
Well, you know he dated, like, that Bree Tessie girl, correct? Did you know that?
John, I'll be honest. I don't know who the hell Bree Tessie, is that her name?
Well, she left him, and they broke up, and then he... And
Ex-wife,
then,
they were married.
They were married, that's right. Well, then she would go on to be the fifth baby mama from Nick Cannon. Like, she has that one. She was Johnny Manziel's first wife, and now she's Nick Cannon's fifth baby mama.
She's hot. Well, what does she do, She's an actress or model?
I mean, I think she's famous for sleeping with famous dudes.
Huh.
But the new girl that he's dating, do you know who this is?
No.
You won't believe it. He's dating the daughter of former Oakland A. He was one of the Bash Brothers.
Raleigh Fingers.
Jose Canseco's daughter.
Oh, we've talked about this before.
We did?
I think so.
No. You talked about it with somebody else.
No.
I did not know he was dating Jose Canseco.
No, because we talked about Jose Canseco's daughter.
No, I've talked about Jose Canseco's daughter, yes. But not about being with Johnny Manziel.
Who did she used to be with?
Because wasn't she with Logan Paul?
Maybe. I remember us talking about Jose Canseco's daughter.
I think it was because she was with one of the Pauls.
Because he was like partying with them or something like that.
I'm pretty sure. Her name is Josie, by the way. Josie Canseco. I'm pretty sure she was like with one of the Logan Pauls or the Jake Paul, one of the Paul brothers. Is that how come we talked about it? I think.
Okay.
And I also think that she dated one of the Jenner boys.
Okay.
That's what it was. Not like the Kardashians, but Bruce Jenner, before he was emasculated by Kris Jenner and became Caitlyn, he had sons.
So she's dating Johnny Manziel.
But now she's not dating a Jenner. Brody Jenner, I think, is who it was. Now she's dating Johnny Manziel.
Interesting.
Like, I'm kind of wondering. Like, see, the reason I bring that up is because, like, I feel like she would be considered more of a, quote, hoochie mama. You know what I'm saying? You know what that is?
Mm-hmm.
I just
haven't heard that in a while.
Yeah, long time. It's been a long time. But this is where I'm shocked. Because I brought that up because, you know, again, she's Josie Canseco. She's dated famous people, and that she's famous for dating famous people, and also famous for her dad being Jose Canseco, who, by the way, told on everybody. He's basically a rat. Like, let everybody's dirty laundry out because he wasn't part of ball anymore. But Oakland, and by the way, other Oakland Athletic news, they're going to play in a minor league baseball park. But I bring that up because there is a famous WWE wrestler. Have you heard about what happened to her? Her name is Chelsea Green. She is a WWE World Tag Team Champion.
And she was in New York this weekend, okay? She goes into the bar and sits down. She has a room there. Guess what happened? Security came and asked her, singled her out. She says it's because of her appearance, because she said she was looking sexy. Sounds like she was looking more hoochie mama to me, you know what I'm saying? Because security came out there and said, I'm sorry, ma'am.
Who is this again that we're talking about?
Security at the Plaza Champagne Bar.
Who's the woman we're talking about?
The WWE Tag Team Champion, Chelsea Green.
Okay, I'm not familiar with Chelsea Green.
Well, she's in the W. Dustin Starr knows her very well.
I'm sure she does, or he does. We had a great conversation about WWE yesterday.
And guess what? She was getting ready. This is the funniest thing. She stopped in by the bar. She's staying at this hotel. She goes into the Plaza Champagne Bar because she was getting ready to go up to a Broadway show.
Wow.
When a security guard came up to her and said, ma'am, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to come with me. And she said, excuse me, what? And he's like, ma'am, can you please come with me? And so she got up to see what he wanted and walked with him. And then he started escorting her out. And she turned around and said, what are you doing? And he's like, well, you're not leaving. You can't stay here. She's like, why? I'm having a drink before I go to my Broadway play. And the security guard was like, yeah, whatever. You're an escort. We don't let escorts in our bar. Bro, how hoochie mama did she look? And how can you just tell who an escort is with just looking at him? I guess you would think the trained eye of a security guard would be able to distinguish between a WWE wrestler and a real hoochie mama. And again, which is crazy about this, remember, in New York, prostitution's even legal. Oh, I guess it's your establishment. You can decide if you want escorts in your establishment, I'm guessing. But yeah, man, so that happened. And then there was just some sad news. You heard about Vontae Davis passing away, right?
Yeah, very sad.
Very sad. Did you know his brother is all, you know his brother is Vernon Davis, the great tight end for the San Francisco 49ers? Did you hear what he believes happened? He says he doesn't know 100%, but he says, you know, he's waiting on, you know, the detectives. But he says he 100% believes that his brother Vontae died after a sauna session. He says he's not 100% sure. He just feels that either his brother collapsed from overheating or he slipped. Wow. After spending time soaking and hit his head. And then, of course, his body would have overheated because he was found passed away in the gym. So that is just sad. I mean, pro football player, 35 years, whole life's in front of you. And it could either be like a slip and a fall. And just you just never know. So I guess enjoy every single day you got, please. I think that is some crazy stuff that's going on, but I also felt that this was crazy because, you know, we're a week away from the Masters. Tiger Woods, do you know that he's going to get ready to play?
Yeah, and he's John, I had this story for you.
You know what he's giving up?
Sex.
He says that he will not have any intercourse all week. I love how he used the word. I will not be partaking in any intercourse over the week. I am completely focused on getting ready for the Masters. Can you not just say sex? Intercourse sounds dirtier to me.
Honestly, you're not wrong. You're not wrong at all.
I'm like, dude, that just is... Just say sex. Does that include with yourself? Like, or is that just with a partner?
Fair question. I don't know.
Interesting.
I would hope both. I mean, I would say both are distractions, John.
I'll tell you one thing. If Tiger Woods goes out and plays terrible, well, I think he's going to need to go to the Tyson Fury method. You've heard about the Tyson Fury method, right?
No.
Tyson Fury says that he has more sex the week of a fight than at any time in his life because he says it's good for his cardio and conditioning. I have to say I agree. Have you ever looked how many calories you burn?
No, I've not.
Well, you'll burn a lot.
Huh.
Well, I don't know. You, like, there's a timing situation in there, too. Like, hopefully you can get your cardio up.
Interesting.
But, yeah, man, I just can't believe it. Tiger Woods, no sex all week.
I don't think I'm going long enough to burn too many
calories. Yeah. That's kind of where I was thinking, too. But Tiger Woods says he's going to be ready to rock and roll for the Masters. No sex. He says he's working out twice a day. In the gym, and also playing golf. My man's getting after it. My man is getting after it. We got to take a little bitty time out here. We're going to come back on the other side again. Oh, and I meant to tell you, I got a winner for the tickets to the Grizzlies. Did I tell you this?
Yeah, you did not.
No, I did not. So, my friend, my new friend, Jason. And by the way, Jason, all I need you to do is text me back your last name. I won't tell your business on the air because I'm going to leave the tickets at the front desk for you. I need your last name, so not every, like, I just can't have some dude Jason walking in and be like, I'm Jason.
I'm Jason. Here for the tickets.
Then he's going to gank your tickets because, one, Jason really is going to go. He says he wants to go. He says, John, I want the Grizzlies tickets because Marc Gasol was always my favorite Grizzlies player. His relentless energy, tenacity, his toughness. Marc Gasol was the classic embodiment of grit and grind, as well as the quintessential representation of the blue-collar work ethic of Memphis. Damn, Jason. I think I like what you said. Said it better than I could say it.
Sure did.
Also wrote better than I can, you know? Like, all the words are spelled correctly. punctuation is good. So, Jason, you are the winner. Just do me a favor. Send me your last name. I'll have him at the front desk for you. Don't y'all dare touch the dial. We got a bet on the other side. And if I have time, I'm going to squeeze in a little NFL news. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Be sure to follow us at Sports 56 WHBQ on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube to watch live video of our shows, stay up to date with station events, and have chances to win prizes. Don't miss out on anything that's going on. Follow us at Sports 56 WHBQ.
The only power source capable of generating 1.21 gigawatts of electricity is a bolt of lightning.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy Johnny Radio, hanging out with Brian Dacus. Man, the day is just, it's been flying by. I didn't even get to my news.
Yeah, where'd it go?
Like, you know, Diggs leaving, being traded from Buffalo to Houston. We'll talk about that stuff tomorrow. During the break, though, I found out that there was an awesome fight yesterday in a hockey game.
Yes.
Like, and I know we've seen fights, but you were saying that they dropped the puck. And that's supposed to be the start of the game because then they do a thing called a face-off, right? They're facing each other off.
They drop the puck, game starts.
And they usually try to hit the puck. But instead of hitting the puck, they just all five dudes started fighting each other right when they dropped the puck?
Yeah.
Like, do they take their gloves off and just start going?
Uh-huh, yeah. Literally. So there's this new guy. He's a rookie. His name is Matt Rimke. He plays for the Rangers, and this guy has become like an overnight sensation because he like leads the NHL in penalty minutes. Like, he just goes out there and just starts brawling with everybody, and people love it. So he got suspended for like 4 games for throwing an elbow at one of the Devils players earlier in the season. And so he was ejected and suspended for like 4 games. And so both teams have been kind of chirping since then about like, he's got to be answered for. Like, someone's going to have to do something to Rimke for doing that because that was dirty. And so it, like, everybody knew going into tonight that it was going to get crazy. And they threw Rimke out there with the first team because I'm pretty sure they knew this was going to happen. They're like, let's just go ahead and get it done before the game starts. So literally everyone's out there. They drop the puck. Nobody even goes after the puck. They fling the puck out of there, and everyone just throws their sticks down, throw their gloves off, get to jacking, and I think 8 guys were ejected last night from that game.
Dude, that sounds like a great hockey game to go to.
It was awesome.
Man, awesome. Yeah. Awesome, though, today as well is we have Cardinals baseball.
We do.
If you're a Cardinals fan today, and again, I know that Bryant Dacus is like, you know, the Marlins aren't going to lose forever. Bro, they were swept by the dead gum Angels.
That's a good point.
Okay? They are not getting off the schneid today. Lance Lynn was great. By the way, former Ole Miss Rebel Lance Lynn, 36 years old, still pitching well. You can get them right now, minus the 140. Take the Cardinals. It was minus 150. I guess people were believing on the Marlins.
I know exactly what it is. Wilson Contreras is out, and I think Brendan Donovan are out today. So the lineup's a little funky.
Dude, Big Wheel Weathers is terrible. I am backing Lance Lynn. This Marlins team, nobody in the lineup's hitting above 260, except for Jake Berger. Okay? Let's rock. Let's fire. Let's enjoy a big Cardinals win. It'll be a great day. Make sure you put a little bit of your bankroll on that bad boy. Now, we got to get out of here, but I did want to remind you. Let's say the Marlins-Cardinals game, it goes exactly how we think. We get a little bit of a little coin in my pocket. You know what you do tomorrow? You get up and you go to 5880 Goodman Road down in Olive Branch. You head on to Frontier Western Store because they have all the threads. They can dress you from head to toe. Largest boot showroom on planet Earth. They got all the hats. They got Hey Dude shoes. They got Western boots. They got work boots. They got jeans. They got shirts. They got a ladies boutique, a children's department. They got it all. Plus, they got a website, frontierwesternstore.com. Get out there. Make the world a better place. See you on the flip side. Peace.